Good morning. Welcome to Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. God bless you. Amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Thank you, God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for all you have done for us. Lord, we worship your majesty. We bless you, God. You are holy and forever your God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the gift of this Friday. What shall we say unto the Lord? All we have to say is thank you, Lord. Jehovah Elohim, we say thank you. Jehovah Rapha, we say thank you. Jehovah Jireh, we say thank you. Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah our banner, Jehovah our God, our help, our Eliezer, we say thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Kadosh God, we worship you because you are holy and there's none besides you. Holy are you, God. You are all creation bow before you. We bow down before you this morning and we say you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. Woni kon logo ye fun, woni kon logo ye fun, Olorun mi. Woni kon logo ye fun, Jehovah, you are the most high. Jehovah, you are the most high God. Jehovah, you are the most high, most high. You are the most high God. You are the most high, most high. You are the most high God. Most high God, we worship you, we thank you. For the gift of life and living, we say thank you. For the gift of our home, we say thank you. Blessed be your name in Jesus' name. Blessed be your name, Most High God, in the name of Jesus. This morning, we are welcome again to the fifth day of April 2024. It's not by might, not by power, but the Spirit of the Lord. I beseech you, brethren, that we should rejoice in the Lord always. That's what the Lord just told me, that let us rejoice in the Lord. Whatever is happening in and around us, it could be hard, and whatever it is, let's hand it over to God and rejoice in Him. Rejoice in Him because we know that all our brethren are all going through similar temptations, similar troubles. The Lord will see us through in Jesus' name. We are praying for ourselves this morning. We are not just praying for our household or our husband. We are praying for ourselves as sisters, as daughters of Zion. Titus 2:4-5 says, so that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be self-controlled, chaste, good managers of the household, kind, being submissive to their husbands, so that the word of God may not be discredited. I pray over our life, the word of God will not be blasphemed in Jesus' name. Nobody will look at us and say that, is this how a Christian should behave? The word of God on our life shall be honored in Jesus' name. Jesus must be honored. Must be honored. Must be honored. My Savior must be honored in my life every day. Hallelujah. Jesus must be honored. He must be honored. Must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of this beautiful Friday. Thank you for your ceaseless grace. Lord, we worship you. We glorify your name. We return all glory, honor, adoration, and praises to your name, because to you they belong. Lord, sincerely from my heart, I bless you for giving me a home. Thank you for making me a queen. Thank you, God, for the privilege of having a home. Lord, I am grateful. Thank you, Lord, for my salvation. I am grateful because you extend salvation to me. Bible says that in Psalm 3, that salvation belongs to our God, and he gives it liberally to you, to us, his daughter. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the salvation. Thank you for this special gift. It is unquantifiable. I am so grateful, God. I am so grateful that I am saved. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I receive the grace of submission to my husband in the name of Jesus. The grace to submit whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance. I want you to pray for yourself. Oh, Lord, help me. Help me, oh, God. It is not easy. It is easier said than done. God, give me the grace. Give me the grace to model a child of God. Give me to the grace to model your daughter. I want us to pray for our sisters that are in difficult marriages, that they find it very difficult to live with their husband, to submit, to love, that the Lord will help them in Jesus' name. Those that are going through so many challenges when it comes to love and submission, we pray for such homes among us that Lord will intervene in the name of Jesus. Lord, intervene, soften the hearts of our sisters, soften the hearts of their husbands. We pray, oh God, by your mercy, special encounter, renewed encounter they will have in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we receive the grace of obedience in the name of Jesus. Obedience is made easy. Obedience to the Lord, obedience to our husband is made easy in the name of Jesus. Heaven will help you in Jesus' name. Bible says in Luke 13:11 that whoever asks of the Lord for the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus has said it, the Lord will give liberally. Tell the Lord, oh Lord, grant me that Holy Spirit of submission, that Holy Spirit of obedience, obedience to authority, obedience to the word of God, total obedience to God and to my husband and to every authority that I ought to obey in the name of Jesus. Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you will heal the good of the land. Lord, we receive the grace of willingness and obedience to eat and to benefit, to eat the good of our home, to benefit from our husband, to benefit from our home in the name of Jesus. Receive grace in Jesus' name. Then we pray in the name of Jesus, receive grace to manage our home affairs to the glory of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name. Grace we receive to manage our home, to manage resources, to manage time, to manage the every affairs of the home in the name of Jesus, to excel and be called blessed in the name of Jesus, to excel in the presence of God and the presence of men in Jesus' name. Lord, grant us grace. Oh Lord, grant us grace in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I receive grace of true and genuine love from our hearts in the name of Jesus. True and genuine love for my husband in the name of Jesus. Father, heal all wounds in all our relationship in the name of Jesus. We at this time pray for any family, every family on this platform, that all wounds shall be healed and there will be genuine love in our home. True and genuine love in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for homes that wounds are so deep and relationships are not working as it ought to. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Go deep into this heart and make things right for your glory in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we plead with you that, Lord, by your mercy, you make things right. It's in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace, oh God, to be a genuine Christian, a genuine lover of the word, a genuine lover of my husband, a genuine lover of my children, a genuine lover of people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for these graces. Thank you for this special anointing, anointing of obedience, anointing of submission, anointing of love. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the special of anointing of healing of emotion, of internal wounds in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Amen in Jesus' name. And we decree in the name of Jesus. I decree and I want you to decree with me. I am kind. I am disciplined. I am Holy Ghost filled. And the word of God is glorified in my life. I repeat again. I am kind, I am disciplined, I am Holy Ghost filled, and the word of God is glorified in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for answered prayer. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. Blessed be your name in the highest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for praying. God bless you, man, and enjoy a winning and beautiful Friday in Jesus' name. Amen.
You are listening to GospelBellsRadio.com, the Christian internet radio with a mission to engage the culture with the mind of Christ. Keep listening and invite others, too. God bless you.